Hello, hello! We are back again with Once Upon a Small Town.
And we are back!
Hello, hello, hello.
Already, basically, for a new episode of a new drama that just came out. We are on time!
For once.
We watched it like maybe a week or two after it finished, I think. Anywho, so this one around, if you have read the title, well done. If you just if you just click because you're like, oh, a new episode! Thank you. We love you. So this drama is Once Upon a Small Town.
Yeah.
It came out in 2022. Actually, the final episode was released on the 28th of September. So we are just technically 2 months late. I think we bit a record right now. Well done. Shake my hand. Thank you. There.
Just on this one. The rest one, no.
that's the max that we can do, guys. Like, we can't. Like, you have to realize how much in advance we prepare those, like, those drama that show, because we have to block the drama so we don't watch them by ourselves, basically. So we don't watch this one, we don't watch that one, we don't watch this one. And then we have more coming in the middle and we're like, oh, fudge. We did not plan. So there. Anywho, so Once Upon a Small Town 2022, it's a rom-com.
Yes, it's
a rom-com. Yes.
Cute one.
It's only 12 episodes, so it's really fast.
It's half an hour each.
Yeah, so basically, like, if you have an hour, it's done in a week. Sorry, but like... It's technically done in a week.
Yeah, we just took our sweet time again.
Okay.
We were distracted by something else as well in the meantime.
As always. We always do.
It's like, oh, look at this, let's watch it.
And you're like, why are we watching? We don't like it. But now we have to finish it. Great. We're not even going to discuss what we watched. It was awful. Anywho, the synopsis of Once Upon a Small Town. Against his wishes, a big city veterinarian relocates to the countryside, where he meets a policewoman, a town insider with a friendly secret. Ooh!
No, nails it.
He kind of nails it,
He was pretty upset when he had to go there.
I'm sorry, but for me, being a city girl, you tell me you have to relocate for X amount of time and then I'm like, nah! I will cry my ass off. Mm. Just because the fact that he doesn't have like a good coffee shop.
Oh yeah,
amazing. It's already killing. Thank God he has a good, like, kind of a weird coffee shop. But like for me, imagine if we didn't have the coffee shop that we have.
Yeah.
I think I will cry. Or I will treat myself to like, that's it, I'm making my own coffee shop. Like, I will cry. You put me in the... I'm sorry. I know what it means because my parents live in the countryside. I'm flipping out every single time I have to go back there. There is like 10 inhabitants... Well, no, I'm fully exaggerating, but...
I wanted to say I don't think so, you have
time. No, we don't have 10. But not far away from them, there is small-ass villages, and I can't... Even them, like, even that city, I can't... It's too small for me. I'm like... Nothing changed. Like, that's the worst part. I'm coming back, nothing has changed. I'm like, this is the same. At least I'm not getting lost.
I'm not getting lost.
You know what I mean? Because like my brother and my sister, just on the side for you to understand, basically my brother and my sister, we wanted to go grocery shopping, which is like 15 minutes walk from my parents' place, right? It's a tiny supermarket. And my brother and my sister look at me to be like, you know how to go there? And I was like, well, if it did not move, because it's a motherfucking supermarket, so they can't just move it like easily. And I was like, yeah, I don't think they changed much. And guess what? Nothing changed. Like, I managed to know my way around that supermarket super fast because I was like, oh, they did not even reorganize it. Okay, so...
Not like our supermarket.
No, our supermarket, they change every week. They're like, you know what? Let's lose them.
Let's change again. I think for them, it's a fun game now.
Oh, yeah. I think now they are like, where can I put the milk to bother them the most now? Oh, against the orange juice. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's basically what it is. And then you spend 5 minutes looking for your motherfucking milk. Oh, it's out of stock. great.
You go over in aisles, over and over and yeah. over. Oh, God.
But it's a different kind
of
issue.
It was there last week. Yeah, it was. Okay,
yeah, it was
great.
There.
Where
yeah.
is it now?
It's out of stock. Ah! Great. There. Anywho, so let's go back to
Kagama. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, it's me. I went out for 2 minutes. You can blame me. Actually, it's based on a book.
A book or a webtoon?
Maybe a webtoon. Accidentally Country Diary by Park Amin.
Oh, okay.
They don't tell me if it's based on what. And it's made by... Oh, no, it's a webtoon. Because it's from Kakao TV, so...
There you go.
If it's Kakao TV, it's a webtoon, honey. It's like
good morning!
Hello, it's me. All right, on the cast, so we have our first female lead. Well, there is only, there is a second one female lead, but don't count her.
Not really, I would say.
No. So the first female lead is actually Joy from the Red Velvet. So she is a singer, but if you know Red Velvet, you know that she's a singer. She's a singer, actress, host. She did everything.
Well, an idol then, yeah, okay.
Well, she's an idol, yeah, of course. So, clearly, yes. She played before in Tempted, The Liar and His Lover. The One and Only, We Got Married, Pyjama Friends, Handsome Tigers. Something a bit more? No. Get It Beauty 2019. And Get It Beauty. No, after it's just like TV shows that she hosted. But that's it basically for the drama. So I will say that in her career as actress, she's starting. But she was, I have to say, I was quite surprised to, like, for me to see her
she's
because
beautiful.
She's beautiful, of course, because she's an idol. of course, to be an idol, you have to be beautiful. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or you have to have like $20,000 of surgery and then you can be an idol. But yeah.
Or at least you have fun.
Or you're fun. Yeah. But that's it. But yeah, I was quite impressed of how an actress she is. Like, she's a good actress, actually. Like, I will say, like, she played well. After we didn't see in her other, so we can't really compare with another character that she made. So we don't know if she made the same type of character, completely different. We don't know. But
it's
I liked
a
her.
It's a mystery to me. But, she was good.
She was cute. Mm. That's what we needed. Like, she was cute.
Well, it's a
bumbling.
Cute show, so
yeah.
She needed to be cute.
Then we need to talk about our first lead. So Cho Young-woo. There is an actor, you have started to see him. Actually, he made a movie that is You Make Me Dance. He was in School 2021 in Police Academy.
Saw him there as well.
Basically, that's it. That's it, literally.
Mm.
So he really also started, and let me tell you, every time he smiled, I was losing part of me. Like, he has a beautiful smile, that bitch. And I was like, ah, I felt my heart down.
We wear the glasses again.
Oh, what about you put glasses? I was like, you can't, you have to look beautiful in everything, right? Of course, you do. Kitchener!
Yeah, it is, it looked just good, yeah.
He looked good in anything. But you even put him, like, with cow poo, and I was like, you know what? It's working. Seriously, that dude looked good and everything.
Yeah, he does.
Giving birth to a cow. Beam! I look hot! Look at my muscles on my arm.
Yeah, put my arm into the anus of the cow and I'm still looking hot.
And I'm still like, look at my hair. Ooh.
I'm rocking it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm sorry, but the other guys, like the normal vegetarian, they don't look at it like this. Like a veterinarian, like a... They look like that, like they have the goggles, they have the, okay, they're like, okay, I'm ready! And they don't look like this. He looked good in everything.
Yeah.
And that was upsetting at the end. I was like, God should not look that good. No, okay, but not possible. But he was cute.
Yeah, he was really good.
And I liked him, actually, also. Like, he had that good, like, the character that is cool at the beginning, because that's exactly how he is, because guess what, he's upset. But then after he warm up, and he warmed up well. I was quite happy. He was touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy. Huge.
He was really nice.
He was, but that's illegal. He's illegal.
He's illegal.
He's illegal.
The age requirement is above 30, and unfortunately he's not.
Exactly. We have the requirement above 30, and yeah, no. It's legal, unfortunately. Very cute illegal.
Hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I prefer him even to Unwu.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm.
From Astro? Then yeah, I prefer him, because...
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. And who is just like, yeah, no, I'm hot. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, you're...
Okay, someone just died.
What the F was that?
So, sorry, we just checked if someone died in front of our house, but no, just a loud noise. Don't die in front of our house. And then finally, I want to talk about the second male lead.
Oh, I loved him as well. He was also cute. I don't even know how old he is. Oh, you talk about it now anyway.
Exactly. So he's a big Song Chul, by the way. He is a model, actor, TV personality. He's everywhere.
Oh, you can be everything you want, dude.
And unfortunately for you, he's also illegal.
Oh, really?
He has the same age as the first lead.
OMG! Okay, another illegal.
Actually, the three of them are illegal. Because even her, she's technically... She's older than them, but she's still younger than us.
Okay.
I love it. She's older of 3 years of them.
Well, at least they could talk then casually with each other.
Oh, but yeah, at least it was easy for them. That's for sure.
Between the two guys.
The two guys, for sure. And him, you saw him in Inspector Co, How to Be 30. He's not 30 yet.
Exactly.
The Witch's Dinner, and that's it. Also, pretty, I will say, like, the cast is actually pretty
new.
Unknown and new. But it was refreshing.
Yeah.
Because you could feel that they were making the best, basically, of it. Like, they were just like, you know what, I'm going to enjoy my time, in a way.
It seemed like they had fun.
Ah, the best time. Well. That's what also gave the kind of a refreshing vibe to this drama. I don't know for other people, but for me, I really enjoyed it.
I would love to see some BTS, though.
Yeah, we had nothing, so I was upset about it.
Mm.
Yeah, a bit upset. No BTS. Show me the BTS. It's I want him to struggle with the... See.
And I always like to see the pictures of the teams then as well when they completed
me
the show.
Me too, because like we don't see those teams, like all the people, like the makeup artists, the costumes, the dudes taking the... Taking the sound, the one that is like, wait, there's not enough light. Let me put a light here. Ding.
Yeah, the dude who gets the lunch for everybody.
Yeah, the dude that is getting the lunch that is like, yeah, I'm going to drive for 2 hours to get the motherfucking lunch because of course we went to the countryside.
Exactly.
Exactly. But we need that dude. Yeah. Where is that dude? We don't know. What is his name? Of course we don't know. But there. Thank you, dude, for feeding them. But there. So yeah, the cast is pretty young, but you can feel it. And also it kind of give that vibe of... It was really nice and simple vibe in a way, that drama.
Yeah, it was very simple.
Like, don't get this wrong. The plot was simple no matter what.
I think this would be perfect for a beginner in K-drama.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I will say, yeah. Like, you don't know what to start, you can start by this.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's not too complicated. Yeah. It's not asking you too much to understand who is who because there's not that many characters. Like
exactly.
There is the main and then after there is maybe like one or two. But mainly I will say you have maybe 10.
If even
that you... Characters that you keep seeing coming back. See what I mean? Not even, I think. Like maybe.
No, it's 10 because I just calculated in my head something like 10-ish.
Yes! I did not calculate it.
Because you have the 3 Ajumas.
Yes.
You have the other Ajumma from the different village.
You have the two police officers.
Exactly. Then our two leads, the one girl lead, and then you have the ex and the assistant.
11.
And then sometimes the friend from Seoul.
12.
So it's
okay.
12 marks. So
it's
you
12 marks. So yeah, you're not going to get lost.
No.
The plot is simple. You have already seen it 500 times, but it's fine.
Yeah, there is not much of traditional stuff which might be confusing.
Yeah, that you have to be like, wait, I need to search for it for 5 hours because actually I don't understand what is happening.
Exactly.
Why he's upset about this. I don't know, what did he do so wrong? And then
I don't know that ritual and I can't find it online. Okay, great.
Basically, yeah, the number of times that I stopped looking at a thing and I was like, why he's getting upset over this? I don't understand. And then I was asking my Korean friends or Danielle, And they were like, ah, yeah, that's why. And I was like, did not know. Great, we'll die a bit less stupid today. Like, but there, so no, it's really simple, and I agree. And also, because they are short episode, you don't feel like, you don't feel overwhelmed, because if you start by something that is like an hour and a half, Hello, Mr. Sunshine, you die a bit inside, I think.
Mm. In the beginning, yeah, definitely.
Or even DP, like, imagine if you start by DP.
Oh, very heavy.
Too heavy. I would not watch after K-drama after this, because if I'm telling myself, like, damn, are they all like this? Like,
yeah,
this
yeah,
deep
exactly.
and everything? No. Start by this. Easy, simple. You go to the countryside. You understand the bull, you understand the cows, you understand the goats. It's fine.
And then cutie love.
Cutie love. There is puppies and actual puppies, not just me calling the guys puppies.
Yeah, true, they are puppies.
There is proper puppies.
Even a rabbit.
There's a... Oh, yeah, the rabbit. He was adorable, that rabbit.
Mm, with the yellow feet, which he had, you know? Oh, it was so cute.
I was like,
sorry.
Please take care of the puppy. Mm. And the rabbit, too.
And the very aggressive goats.
Oh, yeah, the goats. It's a shame that we only see it once, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, like... But it's really fun. I think... I was happy to see it. After the kind of heavy thing that we have watched, because we watched, sorry, but we watched Nevertheless, we watched DP, we watched a couple on the backtrack that we did not like, etc., etc. It was quite a heavy thing that we have been watching lately. And it was happy. I was happy to have something that was uplifting and was completely different.
Yeah.
That was easy to watch, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of easy, like the Cinderella and the Four Knights.
You know? Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's the same vibe, kind of, very easy to get along, it goes
but,
quickly.
And again, I will say it's even simpler than Cinderella and the Four Knights, because technically she has four guys that is following around.
That's true, that you have only two.
Here it's two, and it's simple. And there is, for me, in all the drama that I have watched, and I start to have watched way too many, I think it's one of the best, there is one moment of a rejection moment, and it's
healthy... She went on with it. She said, oh, I love that one.
But yeah, because it's healthy. The dude is not taking it too hardly or too badly. You know, he's like, okay, fair enough, I understand. But not blaming her or not be like, we can't even be friends. No, get away of my life. No, he's like, if you don't want me like this, we can be something else.
Could you be careful with my arm? It
was not that was really... the other one.
Yeah, but this hurts still as
oh,
well.
Oh, fucking hell. Stop lifting weight. Stop it. So she's dying. So for me, it was refreshing to see something like this, you know what I mean, to be like, we're going to make it healthy, like, okay, they can't be together, but he's going to accept it, to be like, okay, I shot my shot, but that does not mean that we can't have a relationship like brother sister like
yeah,
which
friends.
They have at the end.
Yeah.
And I was happy to see this. I was like, damn, we don't have the one that is like, well, if you can't be my girlfriend, I don't want to talk to you ever again. And that's it. And cut the bridges.
Oh, you have that as well, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But like, for me, it's just like, it's refreshing to see someone that is like accepting and be like, well,
depends
still
on the situation.
Life.
I mean, if...
But he's chill.
He's very chill. But with other ones, you know, if it was very intense for them and then they get rejected, I understand that you don't want to see that person again because it's just too painful. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Because you're still in love with that person, so...
You cry baby.
No, I'm not a cry baby.
No, you... I was thinking of one specifically. So, you cry baby.
So I get it, you know, sometimes when it was like... You had the hope because somebody gave you the hope, and all of a sudden, like, no, actually...
No, because there's sometimes off second leads where the first lead is not giving any hopes, but they still think that there is a possibility, and at the end, the first lead that really has to be rude
yeah,
with them.
They're just blind and dumb. Okay, that's
exactly.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And
I
then after they act like you're a hurt puppy, and I'm like, dude, you knew it! The whole population knew it!
You just didn't want to see it, yeah.
Exactly. And that moment, that's pissing me off. You know?
Yeah, fair enough, but...
Because
I mean,
in this one, he knew it too. He knew that he had like zero to little chances. He still took his shot and he was like, you know what? I accepted it.
Well, in my point of view, also a little bit too late because he,
but yeah,
he knew her from so long.
Oh, yeah,
they grew
but that's
up
for sure.
together. And then all of a sudden, the first he lead turns up. Oh, shit, he will take her away from me. This can't happen. Wake up. You knew this already from long, long time ago that you like her.
No.
Why did you not? What? Yes, you did.
I know, but him, he's like,
no, I didn't know.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. You knew it. You did everything for her. Like, come on.
Exactly. But after, it was...
Pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass.
They know that, but they not take the opportunity. You know, they could have been already married since ages.
Oh, yeah, if you really wanted to.
Yeah. But definitely. He never took his shot.
I don't know if she would have said yes, though.
Well, we don't know, but at least, you know, it would have been...
You tried.
Maybe he would have had more chances before...
Oh yeah, definitely. She will have given him much more like a...
Because obviously she waited for the other...
Much more look, much more chance. Like, yeah, definitely. Yeah. She will have definitely have given him a bit more like a thought through. But then firstly they arrive and he's like, oh, fuck.
Exactly.
And you're like, yeah, you had 17
years. They're
getting
way too close. This is not good. Oh yeah, dude.
I have to cry shit. I'm like, dude, no. Remember the number of times where we saw him coming like, no!
Yeah. It's like, why are you coming now?
So frustrating.
Oh yeah, when they wanted to kiss. Oh my god, everybody disturbed. It's like, oh,
I almost like call someone to be like, stop them! Like, this is enough. Like, they let them kiss.
No.
Like, and no, I'm going to send whoever, a goat. Like, I was like, ah!
Yeah, or the scene and old person Talked. Where she had to find, like, have you seen her? Have you? No, but we're going to the cinema. Yeah, just wait for me. Oh, yeah, when she was drunk. Oh, that was amazing. I loved it so much.
But I think, yeah, like, it was good. The music was not too, like, music-wise, it was not too overpowering, except the music, the theme music. I think when we heard the lyrics, the first time and second time it did not shock us, but then we heard it again and we were like, wait, what are those lyrics? And those lyrics are just basically like, how does it go? Are you missing
you?
darling, you!
Actually,
it's fitting
with the whole show, actually.
Oh yeah, it's working so well.
I would
so
have
well,
been upset when something, you are my destiny, or
you
something
know what?
Like this.
If you are my destiny was in this one, it would have cheapened it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
cringe.
I would not have, yeah, it would have been cringe, and but I think those, they are not doing those kind of music anymore, because they know that it's, first of all, we're talking about like love from My Love from the Start. My Love from the Start is what, 10 year old or something like this already. So it's kind of not older, like not from the 2000, but is it from 2010? But like, but anyway, it's definitely, it was at the time, it was something that was popular to do basically. But now, if you put those kind of music, it's just cheap and it's just ridiculous basically.
But that song, which had no meaning, was just fun and cute.
Exactly, but sorry, but when the dude for 5 minutes he's like missing you, and then he's like, what is rhyming with missing? Dying! And I was like, oh putain. That's literally this. He's like, ah, damn, I need something that rhyme with missing. Darling, amazing. And I'm like, but darling you means nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, missing you, fair enough, but darling you? Like, but there, no, it just made us laugh way too hard.
I mean, if he would have said, darling, you got my heart or something like
this. Yeah, but of course not. It's just
darling you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's just the rhyme, because we need the rhyme of the ing. And I'm like, oh yeah, the rhyme ing is so complicated.
God, get the rapper then.
we did not look for it, but maybe he's a rapper, we don't know.
No. Somebody who can speak English at least. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so like, ask someone, anyone.
But it was cute though.
It was adorable though. Like, it matched so well with that show. And just to show you, that music is exactly like, it's the kind of the vibe of that show.
Yeah.
And it was easy to watch. I think we saw it 500 times.
Mm-hmm.
The cast is great.
If you feel a bit down, I think if you watch this, you feel a bit better.
I would definitely do. And even before like the holiday period or anything where it can be a bit hard for people, you can watch those kind of things. That is really fast, but it's kind of like when you're watching your favorite movie in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same vibe.
This is something where nothing brings you down in that thingy.
No, there's nothing that is like, you know the ending, but it's fine. You're happy to know the ending. It's almost like a Christmas movie, but not a Christmas.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, all those Christmas movies that are going to come, hello. They're already here. We are going to watch them even if we know how it's ending. We know that they are going to end up together. We know it.
Yes,
in some shape or form, they are getting together.
That's the whole point on the Christmas movies.
Yeah, but you know, a small
that's the same.
It's
yeah.
exactly this. Once upon in a small town, you know what is going to happen. You're like, oh yeah, like more likely it's going to finish like this. It's finishing exactly like this, and you're like, you know what? I'm still happy this finished exactly like
exactly.
I planned it.
I would have been more upset if it would have not finished like this.
Have been so mad.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like, how dare you rob me from this?
I mean,
almost.
Imagine he would have gone back.
Anna!
And then maybe gone back.
Back again.
And then she would have gone with the second lead. And I was like, then I would have been more upset, to be honest.
Yeah, like it's
even
one
though
of those...
I loved second lead.
Yeah, even if you have a huge second leader syndrome.
As always.
And as always, I was rooting for my first lead.
I was rooting for him, for any of them, actually, but...
No, first lead, first of all, sorry. Like, second lead, okay,
for
cute,
me,
but first lead.
For me, second lead is a bit more beautiful than... visual-wise. Yeah,
first
I
lead.
Don't like this fake, perfect teeth, though.
Sorry, for me, like, every time he was smiling, my heart was melting. So, for me, I was like...
You get easily swayed by something like
yes.
that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with his glasses...
It's so official, you can...
yes. I'm saying it right now. Yes!
Okay.
You know what? Yes! Shall I remind you that my tablet is named Limino?
But he doesn't have this straight teeth.
Yes, but I think
not
it's
like
the new generation. The new generation is doing this. Like,
it's like
he does not.
Out of a catalogue teeth. You know
yeah,
I
it's
mean?
Out of catalogue teeth, but you know
I
what?
I want this. Okay, we do.
Like,
yeah, literally.
We do it. No, but fair enough. His teeth kind of flipped me out because I was like, well, how can they be so straight and white?
Exactly.
But otherwise, he was a puppy. He was so cute. Like, I take him as my little brother at any time.
I'm not saying he's not a puppy.
He's a puppy. Yeah. But they have the same age. So basically, I take both of them as my little brother. Basically. Mm. Like, I allow them to call me Nuna if they want.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't allow a lot of people to call me Nuna, though, because for me, I'm like, I'm so old. It's fine for them. Like, anywho. So there, sorry, that's it, I'm losing my voice, it's the end. This is the end.
Are we doing this again?
Of course, all the time. So this episode is going to be super short because Captain Obvious, the episode was short, so we don't have much to explain to you. I think you understand what's the whole point of the show now. If you want to, if you have watched all those kind of silly, easy rom-com, you can watch one more, it's not going to kill you.
No.
If you don't know where to start in K-drama, you can start this one and then you start with the whole other list of all the ones that we told you. You can start by this one. Start to make a huge list, actually. You can really... And if, like us, you've been watching K-drama for a while, you have watched way too many K-drama, even this one is easy to watch. And you're like, thank God, one where they don't kill each other non-stop.
Exactly.
The world is not that bad. Bless
no
you.
Intriguing. Yeah, whoever that was.
Whoever that was, I hope you did not hurt that one. But for us, I had the feeling it was in my ear. Disgusting. So there. So Once Upon a Small Town, cute as hell. We put it at 8 out of 10. We discussed about so long for that ranking, actually. Because we know that we put it as high as Mr. Sunshine or High by Mama. I'm okay, I'm not crying. That we put it also as the same level as Mad for Each Other also. Or Move to Heaven.
Which is okay.
But it's okay. It's a really short thing. But in a really short time, it made me happier than Nevertheless. Like, we couldn't put it at the same level as Nevertheless, basically.
No.
And in almost the same amount of episode and almost in the same amount of time, I was so much more happier about Once Upon a Small Town than yeah. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
So for me, definitely, yeah, 8 out of 10. Easy.
Yep.
It's also the same level as Was It Love, and yeah, it's cute. It's almost as cute as Was It Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of just a different environment, obviously, and they're a bit younger than...
Was It Love.
Was It Love, but still.
It's working.
Yep.
So there, go watch Once Upon a Time. And Once Upon a Small Town. I can't do it. It's way too many. So go watch Once Upon a Small Town. And we're coming back soon with finally one of Bob's favorites.
Now everybody will say like, this is such a shit show. I know, but I love it. I don't care.
So we are coming back soon, as fast as possible, because guess what, guys? Christmas is starting also at one point. So we're going to watch early. Christmas movies!
For us early.
For us early.
Or but if you want some reviews on Christmas movies, let us know.
Let us know on Instagram.
We can do an exception in this day.
Yeah, we can. Like, we can definitely do it. But there, so we are going to watch A Korean Odyssey. We're coming back really, really fast. And
I'm
until
really
now...
I'm that she doesn't like it, but it will. Yeah.
Me not liking something? I think that you have to put it level
Well,
of...
maybe you put it on level from High by No, High Chicken and I.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, you have to be as shitty as High Chicken and I. And I don't think it's possible.
Well, we never know. But,
No. If you have watched... You have watched High Chicken and I. You have watched A Korean Odyssey.
Like, A Korean Odyssey is way better in my point of view, but...
But there, that's why. So, since we have kind of the same likes...
But I'm scared that you already said, like, this all makes no sense.
Me... Me saying this? Yeah, clearly she does not know me. Alright, we leave you here on this spot. Join us on Instagram, we will talk Christmas movies, maybe, if I have the time, we don't know. If not, enjoy, watch K-drama, and join us on Instagram.
Bye! Bye.